Good morning, evening. My name is Maisha Washington. I am with SRDC in Baltimore, Maryland. We are the Maryland chapter. The things that we are trying to do, the most important thing we think is the creation of an African-centered curriculum that we want to see pulled together, developed, written by us, and then practiced by us all over the world. We have people that have said they want to participate in the development of it, and we pulled together the committee to get started, and we have people right now from Tanzania, and we hope that we can get somebody from Gambia and anywhere else, particularly from Central America, to help us develop this curriculum that will teach our children who we are, and this history is going to be written by us. Now, there's a lot of scholars right now who are writing about us as the source of species, and this curriculum, the thing is getting it translated from what is the history to something we can use in the classroom to make sure our children understand who they are and what kind of development goals we have as a people. And they expand their horizons from wherever they live to understanding that the continent is our homeland, and that's where we want to take our skills and recapture our wealth. So that's the most important project. We're also working to establish independent schools to retake our children from the system. And I work in the system. I teach. And the lack of information about us and the racism that is taught every day to our children, an example so that you are as shocked as I am and understand the necessity for what I'm talking about, is I took the children to the museum that David was talking about, the museum, the National Museum of African American History and Culture, and we walked through the slavery section. And one of my children turned to me and said, "Who were the slaves? Who were these people?" Okay? You talk about a serious disconnect, because they are not taught who they are and what belongs to them. It's really important for them not to know. And so I make sure that in my curriculum I teach them about it, but I add that because it's not in the books. And the research says we lose our children, at least here in the Western Hemisphere, anywhere around the fourth grade when we teach about slavery, because then they're turned off. They said, "Wait a minute, that's all, we just submitted to that? We just let that happen?" Because it's not, we're not taught who we were when we got here, what skills we had. We were empire builders, miners, diggers, inventors of math, and all they know, and agriculture. African women are the first farmers on the planet. They know none of it. And they say, "All we did was cotton." Not only did we know how to do that, here in South Carolina, we were prime because they couldn't exist there. They had to leave. They couldn't deal with the disease. So Africans actually ran that, ran this. And that's why you have so much independence here. And the source of information, shipbuilders, buildings. Everything in the capital is a replica of our architecture. We're the first city builders. We are the source of the species. And we don't know it, and our children definitely don't know it. So we have to recapture and put in a framework that teaches them as well as us who we are and what back to control, and why Africa is the space that David talked about. Because in had the first major flood. It really happened. The story we made up about Noah is a story to remind us of what happened. But Africa survived. And scientists today say it'll survive again, which makes it the prime real estate.